In today's video, we're exposing some of the worst scammers out there, the ones who blackmail teenage boys using their private photos. But today, the spotlight's on them.
Hey, which one of you guys is Mali? Why are you trying to blackmail me?
Yes, we're talking about sextortion once again, because this is the scam that refuses to die. I get at least one or two messages every single day from scared young men who are still falling for it. And if you're new here, here's how it works. Scammers pretend to be pretty girls, influencers, or porn stars, whoever they need to be in order to get teenage boys to stop thinking with their brain and start thinking with something else. Let's look at this email that I got the other day from a terrified young person. He said, I was talking to a random girl in Discord DMs who asked me to move the conversation to Telegram. After switching platforms, the person asked how I looked and asked explicit pictures from me, and of course my dumb head sent her. The scammer then threatened me by showing a fake post containing my face, phone number, and a false accusation claiming that I had tried to force someone into sexual harassment. He said he would send this post to my contacts if I didn't pay him money, which was clearly an attempt at blackmail. So I asked this young kid to send me the screenshots of his conversation, and one of them has the scammer's WhatsApp profile. You can see that he's got a Nigerian area code, and his name is Mali. So I decided to just text Mali and try something different. A man-to-man conversation. Hello, Mali. Who is this? I said, it's Ben. And he said, pics. I'm like, of what? Face. You know, I figured I've got nothing to hide, so I go ahead and I send him a picture of my face. He said, how did you get my num? I said, I found it. Where? It doesn't matter. Can I call you? But of course he doesn't answer, and then he stops texting me back, which made me sad. All I wanted to do was have a conversation with him. I wasn't going to be mean, I just wanted him to understand how harmful this scam was. Maybe, just maybe, he'd come to his senses. 2 hours later, he finally texted back and said, hey. Finally, he's coming around and he's willing to talk. So I said, hi. And he said, what are you doing at the moment? And I'm like, eating? I just make some hot, nasty clips, and these videos are really hot, nasty, and freaky. Are you interested in them? No, I'm not interested in freaky, nasty videos. He goes on to describe them saying, squirting videos and a**hole videos. I'm using my inside my a**hole. Did he not just read that I'm eating? So I go throw up, but when I come back, I said, Mali, why are you trying to send me pics? He said, you gonna love my videos a lot. I said, no, I won't. But he starts sending them anyway. Now, call me old-fashioned, but I am not even close to being excited over these photos, so I immediately delete them. He goes on to say, why did you text me in the first place? To tell you to stop scamming. But he goes on to say, you nude is posted already, so you can get me, dude. Are you mad? I got a lot of crew. I think he's confused. Does he think that I'm one of the young men that he's currently blackmailing? Because I can assure you I have not sent him any pictures below my neck. And this idiot doesn't come across as someone who's proficient in Photoshop or anything requiring more than 2 brain cells. So at this point, I decide to just play along. I say, what do you want? He says, just pay me off, dude. And we don me? I ask, how much? I would delete your shit with proof. $300 and we're done, okay. I said, how? He said, click on this link and get me $300 card. Get it fast. Are you getting it or not? Dude, I see you're still playing games. Dude. Okay, let's pause to illustrate what he's doing for all the young people watching who may have fallen for this scam. He's trying to apply pressure so you'll stop thinking critically and just act. He's gonna blow up your phone so you can't ignore him. And this is how he gets in your head. I was actually driving when this happened, so I couldn't respond, but I did answer one of these calls.
Hello?
And I heard a thick Nigerian accent telling me to
get going now.
I'm trying. Can I go get cash from the ATM?
Are you mad?
No. Sounds like you're mad. I just need a little bit of time to
get going now.
I'm trying.
I then asked if I could pay with Bitcoin, and he quickly said, let me send you my address. Scammers love Bitcoin because it bypasses the banks and the money apps, and it's virtually impossible to trace. But I can tell he's impatient because he starts calling me again. He then says, where are you right now? How much cash you got with you right now? I got 300. He said, snap the cash and show me. And luckily, I have plenty of fake cash that I keep on hand for purposes just like this. And it looks like real money. I still can't believe that they actually sell it. Oh, just kidding, they stopped selling it on Amazon. I can't say that I'm surprised. Anyway, he's accusing me of delaying, but what I'm actually doing is designing a receipt that looks like I just deposited the money in a Bitcoin ATM. This ought to buy me some time. By the way, they seriously need to get rid of these machines. I can't imagine anyone using them except for scam victims. Anyway, I sent him this fake receipt, and he says, good boy, if you want your to be deleted, you will need to text my boss so he can advise you they we delete and we done. He then gives me the handle for some Telegram account. So let's pause again and talk about how paying these guys never ends this. They just keep asking for more. Hello?
Hey, don't keep the boss waiting.
What do you mean? I sent him money.
Come online on Telegram.
I already sent him $300. So whatever you do, don't pay them. Just block them. So I text the boss and he starts going off on me and says I need to send $500 or he's going to send my pictures to some blogger. The boss then says, don't use Bitcoin again. But that's all I know how to use because I don't want my mom seeing random Cash App payments on my bank statement. Cash and Bitcoin is the only way to do this, so I print him another receipt. Which really pisses him off because he's not used to this, but eventually I convince him that the only way he can redeem this Bitcoin is to follow my link. And this link leads him right into my honey trap, which, without giving too much away, opens his webcam. And it's not just one or two guys, it's five Nigerian scammers working together trying to sextort teenage boys. And they just keep clicking it and trying to claim their Bitcoin. This might be the best catch that I've ever gotten. They still don't realize what's happened. Malie says, why are you lying that you sent it to my wallet? The boss is also asking when I'm going to send it.
Hey, dude.
Hey, sorry, I'm eating dinner right now.
Let's check your text on Telegram.
Why? What's it say?
Don't keep the boss waiting. Are you mad?
Can you tell him to wait until I'm done eating? My mom wants me to finish my vegetables. I'll call him back when I'm done, okay? But instead, I send him this.
Hey, which one of you guys is Malie? Is that you? Is that you or is that the other guy? Why are you trying to blackmail me? All I want to do is talk. You think you have my pictures? Well, look, I have yours. And now I'm going to show them to the whole world. Don't mess with me, Malie.
You know, I enjoy messing with scammers, but man, that one felt pretty good. And after sending that, they did not say another word, and they've either blocked me or deactivated their account. And it also felt good to hear that they stopped harassing the kid who emailed me originally. Guys, don't let scammers like this ruin your life. Also, don't send these kinds of pictures to strangers online in the first place. Ever. But if someone is threatening you like this, the best thing that you can do is ignore them. When they realize that they can't control you, they usually move on to their next target. And to the scammers watching this, I'm sorry that you got exposed. Maybe it's time to log off, put on a shirt, and maybe go find something honest to do with your life. Thanks for watching this video, and tune in next time to see who we catch next time.